Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups.
Mariana, would you be able to tell us what Intiv does and what's your role at the company, please?
Of course, yeah. Intiv is a global digital powerhouse. We have headquarters in Munich in Germany. But we also have development centers in Poland, in Argentina, as well as in Germany, and regional offices in the UK and the USA. And what we do is, well, we develop software and we add value along the whole application lifecycle, like from product conceptualization to maintenance. And what I do here, I'm manager for marketing and communications in Argentina and Buenos Aires, but not only for this region, but also for the United States.
Awesome. Excellent. So do you travel a lot usually?
No, actually, not so much. I mean, I've traveled twice since I'm in the company for 4 years now, but I'm manager since January, so I'm pretty new at the job. I was always in the marketing and communication department as coordinator, but I'm manager since January. So, and I'm travel only twice to the United States for attending some events like South by Southwest, for example.
That's cool.
Related to our early generation activities. And now, well, I had some trips planned for this year, but well, yeah. As everyone knows, that's not in the table right now, but I hope to travel and to visit the Polish team and the German team soon enough.
Awesome. Yeah, hopefully once this is all over. I'd be interested to know, why did Intiv first think about PR as a solution? Was it for something specific, like were they launching something or were they taking a step forward in a particular area?
Yeah, I worked previously for a company named FDV Solutions here in Argentina, and Intiv acquired the company because they wanted to boost their strategy in the United States. So that's why we thought about a PR solution, and then after doing some research on publicize specifically, because we wanted to build brand awareness in the United States. I mean, the presence of the brand was strong enough in Europe, but not so much in the United States. So that's why we thought about getting a PR solution.
Awesome. And how have you found that? Like, has it helped you achieve like your goal there with more like awareness in the United States?
Yeah, definitely. I think that PR is a very important tool for building brand awareness. Actually, well, you know that United States is a pretty complex market, especially yeah. When it comes to software development. There's a lot of competition there, and we as Intiv, we don't sell commodities. I mean, we think about adding value, and for that we really care, and we treasure the brand, and we care for it. So I think we really see how PR is helping with that. For example, we think our marketing and communication strategy in two big strategies. One is brand awareness and the other is lead generation, specifically looking for new projects and new clients. We conceptualize these two like areas of expertise, but at the same time, we think as them together. It's like mind and body. Mm-hmm. That and I mean PR, I think that it helps directly on the brand awareness, but it definitely helps also for the lead gen strategy as well. So we've seen that, for example, we create articles with you, content about our fields of expertise, and we position our experts and our salesmen also with this, with PR. That's where I see also a lot of value.
Yeah. And I'm glad it's helped you in this specific case and it's helped you achieve your goals. And if we were to take like Into out the equation and perhaps publicize out the equation? And in a more general sense, how important is PR for a business success in your opinion, would you say?
I think that the answer is really like my previous one. I think that definitely PR is a way of people getting to know your brand in a more broader scope, because I mean, social media right now and media itself, like publications, are the two trampolines that a brand can have right now to get to a richer and broader audience. So we work a lot with very specific messages to a specific target. But I think that when it comes to brand awareness, you really need like a broader scope when it comes to getting to audience. I mean, you never know where conversations can go. So you're talking perhaps with someone in an event and you want to engage with this person to get a business going. And perhaps if that person is reading like a tier one media, probably if you've done your job well, that person has seen your brand elsewhere before that. And building this kind of awareness in people's minds is really important. And you can do it like on your own, sort of speak.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. You're right. And I think popping up on someone's radar repeatedly, or at least once before meeting them or getting to know them, definitely allows you to stay fresh in their mind. It can only be beneficial, well, unless it's bad PR, but obviously if you're actually good at PR or you get involved in PR, then that shouldn't be a problem. It's just good stuff. If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only and exclusive to the Loudspeaker listeners, we're giving subscribers a month free on a 12-month Publicize contract. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo. That's publicize.co/lspromo. You mentioned about going with Publicize to expand your brand awareness more in the US. And I think that's really great. And that's definitely something that I feel that Publicize can help with. I'm glad you came with us. But I'd be interested to know what was your motivating factor for Initiative to use Publicize PR services? Like, why Publicize?
Actually, I had to be pretty honest. We did like a huge research and we found like Publicize at first sight, but actually you really get to know a provider and a partnership when you get into it. So at first sight, we thought that it was a very, like our motivators were that Publicize has large experience, of course in PR, but also with Dutch companies and with the startups at that time. So we thought that that was a motivator factor. And then the economical proposal, we thought that it was really convenient. So that was the mix that was attractive for us at the beginning. But then I have to say that after working with Publicize for almost 4 years now, we keep choosing Publicize each year because now our motivator factors are based on the quality of the writing and also in the quality of the management of the account. We think that the team is really sharp. The treat is very personalized and super warm. At the same time, we have a lot of fun in each weekly we have with the team, and they always take care in a very like custom made approach. They take care of our needs as a client, and it really helps us to figure it out which are the best topics and how we can talk about our offering in an attractive way to media. We also, as I said before, we work with Argentina too, with the Argentinian market, and the press is pretty different here. And the United States, we didn't know at the beginning how the media market was in the United States. So Publicize helped us a lot figuring out how that new market was when it comes to media and publications and what they are attracted to. So I think that That's the story, the whole story.
No, it's good. And it's really good to hear that you're being taken care of and that your needs in the PR space are being met, certainly with us. And I got to say that your account manager, Stuart, he's a good friend of mine. And I got to say, he's very professional. He's very good at his job. And he's definitely one of the top account managers that I've worked with here. So you're in good hands there. So I'd expect nothing less from him.
Yeah, definitely. We are super grateful with the work, not only from him, but also from Santi that helps him with the management, and with Max and Katie, the writing team. They are great. They are all great.
Oh, that's great to hear. I'm sure they're going to love this. You mentioned it before slightly, so no worries. You might not want to go into it too much, but maybe if you could pick one thing, how has Intiv most benefited from PR? And could you give an example?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we have been most benefited from like getting our specialist to be known in the United States. I have to be honest again, and Intiv is not a super known brand in the United States yet. We've done a lot of work, but as we were talking before, it's a very competitive market, especially in software development. So we are working on a very one-on-one communication there with the sales team works on a daily basis on engaging into conversations with the contacts and the companies we want to build partnerships with. So for example, having an article, one specific case was we got Mateusz, the VP of one of our sales verticals in VentureBeat, and having those pieces were really a bridge to starting conversations, for example, via LinkedIn with those contacts. For example, I have this really interesting piece of news to share with you, and that really got the wheel going. So that's, for example, I think that one example of how we got benefited by that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great example. And that's one of those things which is clear that PR really does have the benefit that you want when you see something like that and you get one of those wins and you see the domino effect that it has as a result of that. And that's really pleasing to hear. This is my last question to you, and I'd just be really curious to know, if you could start over again with Publicize right now, what advice would you tell yourself from your first day?
I think I'll say to myself, go for it. You're not going to regret it.
That's good. I mean, that's good advice. I mean, to be able to say that 4 years onwards definitely shows that that's 4 years of time well spent. And yeah, and I'm glad to see that you've got the benefit out of it. And also, it's so wonderful to see that you've worked so well with the team here and all the individual components which have make up your team. Obviously, like Max as a writer and Santi and Stuart as your points of contact. And it's really nice to have these conversations, and especially with yourself. Like you said, you've been with the company for like four years or so, as you said, and that's incredible because I've been with the company for almost 3 years now, and it feels like forever. And the fact that you lot have been there longer is even more incredible. So I got to say, it's nice to see like such a strong partnership that's like lasted so well and so long.
Great, thank you, Sam. Yeah, definitely, we are really grateful with this partnership. And thinking about your question again, your last question, I think that there's nothing like the path you build. Right. So if you're at the beginning, you have a lot of uncertainties and you have a lot of, doubts, but also a lot of opportunities to build like a great partnership from trust and from teamwork. And I see like all those years behind, and I'm really grateful, and I won't change a thing. And we are always thinking about new ways to improve our work. Actually, this week we have a discovery meeting to think about new ideas related to PR in the United States. So we are always like, as our claim said, we never settle, and we found in Publicize a partner that thinks the same as we do. We never settle together, looking for new ways to great ways to do things. So thank you for your time and this space to tell about how we feel about our work with Publicize.
Awesome. No, honestly, the pleasure's all mine. And that's great to hear that you've got these things in the pipeline. And I'm sure it's the start of many more great things to come. So thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure, Mariana.
The same here. A real pleasure, Sam. Thank you.